Your life is precious. This is it. You've got one shot at this. But is there a sense on the inside that you're capable of so much more? If so, the Missing Secret podcast is for you. The book Thinking Grow Rich has been read by over 150 million people. It's the top book in the world on success by a factor of 10. In the book, it says there's a secret for success, but the author only gives us half the secret.
When I turned 50, I figured out the full secret, the missing secret, and developed a 12-minute-a-day technique to apply it. And it caused my income to go up by 25 times over the $200,000 to $300,000 a year I was making the prior 20 years. I felt so blessed.
When John taught me the missing secret, it changed my life, doubling my income and dramatically impacting my health, relationships, and quality of life.
Today, most people are just winging life. They don't have anything pulling them forward to their desired life.
Leverage yourself through science. It takes 12 minutes a day. Watch what happens.
Welcome to the Missing Secret Podcast. I'm Kelly Hatfield.
Hey, and I'm John Mitchell. So here's the topic today. Are 95% of your actions really unconscious? Really unconscious? So, Kelly, you and I've talked about this until the sun goes down for so long, but I see a different angle on this. And so will you be my foil and you go back and forth with me on this?
Because yes, absolutely.
So, yeah, the classic way that you and I explain this is your actions determine your success, and 95% of them are unconscious. Therefore, it's obvious that your subconscious mind controls your life, right? So clear to you and me.
Mm-hmm.
But and I know that you and I have talked about this before, that we think that the reason people maybe don't get it is because they're not very driven. They're like, I'm not interested in spending 12 minutes a day on doing something to influence my daily actions, even though that would, you know, influence my unconscious daily actions. I'm just not that interested. And that's easily 75-80% of people, if not more.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think you and I have always chalked it up to not being driven. Do you think that's a fair statement?
I think it's a fair statement. I've always thought on the other side too, like the very fact that 95% of your thoughts are unconscious, you know, that, or your actions are unconscious, that, you know, that also is attributed to somebody saying, you know, it's not for me, because that's the way they're programmed, you know?
Right.
But yeah, definitely that driven component is part of the equation for sure.
Right, right. Well, I think there may be another angle to this, and this is sort of an experiment, but as I've mentioned to you before, I've been using ChatGPT, and let's take this just a little further with chat here. Let me see. G, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. How can I help you today?
So is it really true that 95% of a person's daily actions are unconscious?
Yes, it's commonly stated that a significant portion of our daily actions are driven by unconscious processes. While the exact percentage can vary, many experts agree that a lot of our behaviors, habits, and decisions are influenced by our subconscious mind.
Is it really as high as 95%, though?
Some estimates do put it around that number, but it's more of a generalization. The key point is that a large portion of our daily actions are indeed automatic and influenced by unconscious processes. It's a fascinating area of study in psychology and neuroscience.
So what I understand is really happening is that a person takes an action unconsciously and then a millisecond or two later becomes conscious of it. Is that right?
Yes, that's a common understanding. The brain often initiates actions unconsciously, and we become aware of them shortly afterward. This highlights how much our subconscious mind influences our behavior.
Okay, let's take this a little deeper. So in that 95% number, we're factoring in bodily functions and just just actions that are required to keep the body moving and functioning. So what is the percentage of a person's daily actions that are exclusive of their bodily functions that are unconscious?
When we exclude bodily functions like breathing, heart rate, estimates suggest that around 45 to 50% of our non-bodily daily actions are still driven by unconscious processes. This includes habits, routines, and automatic responses to familiar situations.
So the point of that is, essentially, ChatGPT says that when you factor out the bodily functions, about 50% of your actions are unconscious. Well, that's interesting because maybe that is more believable for people than to say 95%, because I think, and I'm not sure about this, but I think that to some degree, when you say 95% of your daily thoughts and actions are unconscious, they may sort of have heard that before, but fundamentally don't believe it. And therefore, when we explain what we do, they are doubting it, even though they sort of maybe here are the facts, they're doubting it. But when you say it's 50%, they're like, oh, okay, yeah, okay, this is more realistic to me. I mean, what's your take on that? I'm really curious to see what you think about
that. Yeah, I mean, that could be, you know, definitely. I'm not sure. Yeah, I mean, I hadn't thought about that before, that whether that number 95% is what makes people feel like push back on the idea. You know, is that it seems like a lot, you know, like, okay, well, what thoughts do I actually have that are my, you know, that aren't automatic,
right?
You know, and so I can see where you're coming from, you know, as far as does then differentiating and excluding the bodily functions and getting that number to one that is easier for people to wrap their head around and not push back on.
Right.
Does then that change, you know, their, you know, perception or their level of interest because it seems more believable?
Well, and it's possible that it makes it more confusing too.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been studying this because when I go on podcasts now, when I get about 30 minutes into the podcast, I'm like, to the host, I'm like, okay, we're going to create the same epiphany in you that I had when I turned 50. And so I will work them through that. And the first thing I'll get them to say is, do you believe that 95% of your daily thoughts and actions are unconscious? And I would say the majority of time they say, that's true, I believe that. And then I go, well, what are you doing about it? Well, they're not doing anything about it. And you know, from my standpoint, I'm like, how the hell can you not connect the dots? Clearly, you know, your daily actions determine your success. And if 95% of them are unconscious, meaning you're not consciously in control of them, how can you not connect the dots that you've got to gain control of those unconscious daily actions? This is like one and one equals two. But they're not doing that. And I'm puzzled by that. I think part of it can, well, I think it's a number of things. Part of it is they know it, but they don't really know it, because they may go, well, yeah, but yeah, I don't know that's really true, because I'm conscious of everything I do, and therefore I'm conscious of all my daily actions, so none of them are unconscious. And for those people, I'm like, well, you're missing the point. You think you're taking the action consciously when in fact it's being taken unconsciously and you're becoming aware of it a nanosecond later.
Mm-hmm.
So that issue. But I don't know. I think the other issue is they believe it, but nobody's actually showed them an actual way to take control of their unconscious daily actions. Mm-hmm. You know, so that's why they may believe it, but they're not doing anything about it. I mean, how's that hit you?
Yeah, I think the first thing that comes to mind when you were, is that, you know, I go back to, we talk about this all the time. I think it's because nobody is actually thinking about this. They're not thinking about it at a deep level. So you saying that and them hearing it for the first time on a podcast and then really, you know, internalizing that or processing that, the processing part isn't happening anymore for most people. We're, you know, jumping on to the next thing. This was an idea. Yeah, I believe, you know, and then to what extent that they're doing anything about it now, you know, I think you've got to understand that. I think one of the things, you know, when we're talking about this is the gap between where you are, whether you're happy with that life and that existence and everything, and then, you know, where you want to be. If you're not happy here, where it is that you want to be, and understanding then that this is the way that you close that gap. You know, but I think
people
are not thinking deeply. They're going through the motions of life. Most people aren't even thinking about whether they're fulfilled or whether they're happy. They're just dealing with what's coming at them. And they're on autopilot fully.
Right.
You know,
right.
Which is the whole point of this, you know, what we're talking about.
You know, killing it.
People being driven. I'm like, it's super, like, I agree with you, but at the same time, it's like part of why they aren't is because they are on, you know, there's unconscious is controlling everything. And it's set in these patterns, behaviors, and all of these things so that when you say something, it's like, you know, because, you know, they've been sold a bill of goods in the past and it not, you know, solved every problem that they had. It wasn't the magic pill. So now that they've got a bias against, you know, so I think there's so many factors that are, you know, at play here as we're talking about this. But that's my, like, when you first said, why aren't they? And it's like, because they're not thinking, to your point, you're making your own point, which is everybody is totally going through the motions and living, you know, on autopilot.
Right. Well, yes, I think that really is the essence of it, the more I think about it, when you sort everything. A big part of it, too, is how driven are people. I mean, most people are not very driven at the end of the day. But even driven people, I think, fit in the category you're talking about, where they're just not thinking deeper about their life.
Yep. They just haven't woken up yet. They haven't, you know what I mean? Or we talk about this all the time, too. So many times the people who really get this too are, there is a pivot point or a pain point or a major transition or milestone or something that's happening that's getting them to reflect on where they are, you know, in comparison to either where they thought they'd be, where they should be, where they, you know, and so there seems to be a catalyst.
Yeah.
Because that has woken them up out of the day-to-day coma that we're all, you know what I mean, with the being in that autopilot, something has woken them up and shined the spotlight.
Yeah.
And now there's an interest. I have an interest now in understanding this better.
Right.
And if you don't feel like there's a problem, you know, or you have it connected to the fact that there is an issue or whatever, then it's going to blow right by you.
Yeah, that is so true because, yeah, when this hit both you and I, we were at exactly the moment you were talking about.
Yeah.
There was something going on with each of us respectively that made us receptive to it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, this is before, you know, the last, how long have we known each other? 8 years?
Yeah, 8 years now, I think. Yeah.
So this is, you know, we've had eight more years of conditioning with social media where it's causing people to be shallow thinking and this sort of flip through culture. And you're right. They're not thinking deeply about it. And so when you all of a sudden I pop up on a podcast, I talk about 95% of your daily thoughts and actions are unconscious. They're like halfway listening, half not listening, because that's how they're doing life.
Yeah.
I mean, we're conditioned to that. And they just haven't thought deeply about this. But you know what's happened with me, especially in the last 3 months, is, boy, when I get that host and I'm 30 minutes deep into it and I'm like, okay, I'm going to give you the same epiphany I had, I don't let them off the mat. I'm like, you know, I now have set the foundation. And when they say they either believe 95% or they don't, I can go either way. You know, if they've never heard it before, Then I'll play the ChatGPT and give a little, you know, context to it and a little outside verification, and that's all good. And then if they go, oh yeah, I believe that, and then I go, what are you doing about it? And they stumble around, and and then I'm like, okay, here we go. Yeah, buckle up, because now I'm going to be drilling you on the logic of this. And you believe that your daily actions determine your success, right? You'll take it one step at a time. They'll go, yes, I get that. Well, do you believe that 95% of your actions are unconscious? Yes, I believe that. And then I'm like, come on. I mean, really, come on. How can you live your life and not gain control of those unconscious daily actions? I mean, you've gotten to this point in your life, but how can you not do that? Or how can you not see it as a big deal? Because, you know, when it hit me, I'm like, oh my God, a whole new world once I grasp that. And as yeah. I said, it's like 1 + 1 = 2. Right? Who's struggled with math here? I mean, this is.
Yeah. Well, it's funny. I remember when we first met and you introduced the idea. And I can't remember. I'm also too reflecting on, like, if I had been in a podcaster seat and you had asked, because I don't think you handled you asked me it that way,
right?
You know, but had you know, when you said, "Are 95%," and I would have said, "Okay, I believe you in that 95%." You said, "Well, what are you doing about it?" My response would have said, "I didn't realize there was anything to do about it."
Yeah.
Or that I needed to do. Like, I didn't know this was an issue until you just told me it was.
And, you know, there's a way to control them. You're like, oh, they're unconscious. I guess I can't control them.
Exactly. So there's those two pieces. First is like, this is like new. And I'm like, whoa. And then, you know, well, what are you doing about it? Nothing. Because I didn't know there was something I could do about it, you know, right. And honestly hadn't thought about it before. And so I think, you know, if you can get people in that, you know, where, you know, they're in that place, because I think that's the distinction again, is whether knowing that they're excited about the opportunity of doing something about it.
Yeah, that's a very good point. I think that's true. And you know, then I'll go a little further. I go, well, tell me your morning routine.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, they've got a morning routine that probably has nothing to do with mindset. And I'm like, Now, just connect the dots. If you're feeding the succinct articulation of your desired life to yourself every day, which includes the right actions in your marriage, in your career, in your health, don't you see now that you understand that the subconscious mind rules your life and it's only influenced by repetition, don't you now see that that's the repetition the subconscious mind needs to make the right actions happen automatically without thinking? And then I think, hopefully, they go, okay. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's in theory.
Well, I think anytime you two can ask somebody, so we'll just use the morning routine as an example, because everybody has a morning routine. It's just a matter of whether that routine serves them or whether it doesn't.
Yeah.
So, and I remember talking, and it was one of our clients, and they were talking about their morning routine, and they basically were like, well, you know, from the minute I wake up, I am racing around trying to get the kids out the door, and you know, everything is frantic, and you know, it's the same thing every day. You know, we sit, you know, and it's like, okay, you know, so that all is happening. Like, you've created that, you know, kind of reality for yourself. That's all happening on a regular routine.
Right.
The point we're making about, you know, success, because we're talking about success, and we're talking to business owners. How conducive do you think that morning routine is, you know, to the goals that you want to achieve in your business and your life?
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, you know, not. And it's like, bingo, you know, we just had a breakthrough, you know? And I think that when you can get people to start thinking like that, like, how much of that morning routine do you do without thinking about it? They're like,
well, and you know, the great thing, what you said is you ask them a question, you know, as opposed to telling them,
yeah,
you know, how effective you think that morning routine that you just described to me is it a creating life you want. Well, now they're switching from that listening mode to they got to respond, and that can change the dynamics right there.
You did?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
But I see, because I'm going to do this for the rest of my life. I'm going to live to be 100. So just so you know. But I see at the essence of what I do, whether it's in this podcast or teaching my class, you got to get the significance that 95% of your daily thoughts and actions are unconscious. I mean, until you get the significance of that, this is not all that meaningful. But also, once you sort of realize, and I oftentimes say this, that your subconscious mind is either your greatest asset or it's your greatest nemesis in life.
Yeah.
And it's your greatest nemesis in life if you don't gain control of those unconscious daily actions, because you're innately wired for survival and it causes you to be fear-based and reactive. And therefore, if 95% of your daily thoughts and actions are unconscious, then the source that is figuring out the actions to take are fear-based and reactive. Whereas if you feed the succinct articulation of your desired life to yourself each day, you're overriding that survival mechanism, and you're influencing the creation of your thoughts so that when the right thoughts are created, then the right actions happen automatically. Because this isn't really about controlling your thoughts, because once you have a thought, it's out there. There's no controlling it. It's history.
Yeah.
But the essence of this entire conversation is the actions are being taken unconsciously without your conscious control, and they're steered to be fear-based and reactive. And that's the problem.
Yeah.
And my point is, sharing that I'm going to be talking about this for a long time, is the better I can get at this issue, the better people understand it. But I think your point is great, that they're just not thinking about it in the first place.
Yeah.
and this is largely new information. The people that may go, yeah, I believe that, they've heard it before, but they never really thought about it that much. And to your other point, they never thought they could do anything about it. Nobody gave them a way to change that. So they just thought, well, no sense thinking about it. There's nothing I can do about it.
Yeah.
So I don't know. It's enlightening. And you're always just a fabulous person to bounce this off of, because you know it almost as well as I do, above anybody else on the face of the planet. So that's why your opinion is so valuable to me.
I love
it. To our audience as well. So as we wrap up, one thing I wanted to mention, that I forgot to do this last time, but you know, we do a 2% mastermind at the end of each quarter, typically the last Friday of the month. And so we're going to do it this coming September 26th, which is the last Friday of the month. And I think we'll probably do it probably around noon or 11 o'clock. Haven't figured out exactly, but I want to give our audience a little heads up on that. Put it on your calendar. If you want to be a part of it, send me an email. I've got a list that I keep, and so I'll put you on the list and send you the Zoom link. So just put that on your calendar, because it's a great chance for you to ask questions and just dig a little deeper. So, okay, until next time, we'll see you.
Thank you for listening to the Missing Secret Podcast. If you'd like to learn more about this 12-minute-a-day technique that gives you control over your life beyond what you've ever experienced before, visit themissingsecret.org. That's themissingsecret.org. Sign up for a free video that reveals the full secret of Think and Grow Rich, and purchase John's book, The Missing Secret. Until next time, be the exception. Work smarter, not harder, by leveraging yourself through science. It takes 12 minutes a day.